Blog Talk Radio.
Love Me is what we're going to do. I hope you're out there. Yes, you are. I can see you all calling in. This is Psychic Jethro. I am going to have a good time, and I hope you're ready to, too. We are calling in the 773-897-6461 number. Today's going to be a lot of fun. I will be talking to those of you about the totems and working together on your energy. Let's talk about spiritual. Let's get real nitty gritty. Because Halloween's coming, we're going to pick some of those totems that nobody wants to talk about. Those ones that make us nervous but are the most strongest sometimes. And yes, all animals, just like any other insect, other energies have good and bad. But let's talk about them. Let's get in. If you've got one of these in your path and you've seen one, this is the show to listen to because your guides, your spirits, your angels are telling you a spiritual message. Those of you who know, I am Jethro Smith. I'm part Native American. I've been reading for over 30 years. I was gifted with the ability to be able to see auras. Then at the young age, a very young age before preschool, I had a drowning incident where I was able to come back. I was revived from the drowning accident and was able then to hear clairaudience. So those of you tune in, I hope you're going to have a fun time. I am. I will be giving a few of those mini readings. Well, what I want to talk about today is how do we get you guys to these places for the classes. Those of you know, I've done the psychic boot camp for years ago. I also did the Garden of the Gods work there at the Spiritual Enlightenment. Now I'm working here in Tampa, Florida, Alexandria, Virginia, and Sedona, Arizona. So those of you who are getting a hold of me, call me, leave a message at the 928-284-0437. I want to be at these. Tell me which town you want to be at. That's three areas in the United States of America, whether you want to up in the east, down in the south, or out in the west. These are in situations where we're getting together classes, and you're going to be able to meet the best of the best. I've got some healers here. I've been working with it. I've been able to get them together, and this is going to be fun. So come ready to work. No, they're not expensive. We're not talking thousands of dollars. We're way down in the hundreds, and I've got individuals who, those of you from the classes that have been to my other classes, get with me. There may be a special day you definitely want to make, and I had friends calling me, Jethro, I live in Phoenix, Arizona. How can I get to all three-day classes? Call me, get a message. We're giving out an early bird special. Those of you know that what we're doing is we're charging you a couple hundred dollars per head, per person. That's what that means. And we'll give you a special deal if you contact me now. Get a hold of me by October 15th, and you can get in. What does that mean? That means you're going to get all of it. You're going to get hands-on training. Do you want your third eye open? Are you ready to work and have yourself metaphysically doing the work? I will work with you. I will be giving you a paper where you're certified through me, which means you've been tested, verified, and you're able to do the work. I don't just verify everyone, so you've got to be able to come in there. I have through the years have taught a lot of people, and like this verification is that I stand behind you. I'm also there for you. If you have problems, you can contact me. Let me know. I will email you. I'll get with you. I'll work with you on the phone or whatever situations I can do to make sure that you're doing the best work and the light work. Those are the part of the business that I'm going to have you guys that are getting a hold of me get with me. And Michael McCall is my other better half that's going to be working there as the healer. Phenomenal man, born with the gift, always has worked with this energy, lived in Sedona, Arizona most of his life. And you guys will get to hear about him. Those of you who are on Facebook, go ahead and contact Michael there, get to be friends, find out all of his healing abilities, because we're talking about a phenomenal individual. I'm still looking, and those of you who know that have worked with me, please contact me. I need another intuitive psychic healer, and I've got a lot of names that I've got. I'm just leaving it open because I feel like with the friends, the right person will come. We've just recently put this together with Sedona, so it's always open. If you guys have been to Sedona, you know how it works. It works with the energy of the work. Well, today, handling that out, I'm going to get a couple of emails here first right out of the way and have fun with them. Joe writes me here in California, I need to know, Jethro, what happens when you see animals that are just coming into your life all the time? My wife is telling me that she sees a spider all the time. We have done a lot of work with our house, and just let me say clearly that one of the most prosperous things that I was able to do is I was able to put my energy and my intent together there so that I would make sure that I've got everything happening in our house, and yet my wife keeps seeing them. I have done work on it. I do not like this type of insect. I'm very concerned. Right up the alley today, what we're talking about, Joe. Joe, did you know that when you're talking about a spider, it interprets the symbolism, both dark and light of it, reflecting the connection of female energy? A spider, a lot of times, especially seeing it in your path or different works, and you know, you keep having this totem show up in different places. Think about it. The weaver of life's fate, that is what the spider's known for. It has got dark aspects, of course, like everything, like I say, but the most best part is the creativity, receptivity, patience. Spiders have a lot of patience if you think about what they do. Always study the animal itself. This is a good thing. This is telling you maybe that you need to be riding. You know, they said that one of them is working to tell you. They say that spider is making sure that you're getting what you need to have happen in your life. You know, it's a time for weaving your ideas, putting together. A lot of times it comes into your life to see about your life's path, to make sure, are you doing the right work? Set back, look at your life. You know, if you have a spider that's come into your life, you need to look at your path and see, okay, what can I change? What do I like? What do I don't like? And start making those things, you know. And if you want to just kill it right away, you may be expressing some feelings or trying to remove tensions from your life. If it looks hard on you, you may have the same personality in your life, not aligned with other interests. So, you know, do notice this. The negative part of it could, you know, be your dreams. You're having adverse fluence in your life. Your fears are affecting you. And that means you're having those energies. Always make sure that you do check with this. You know, I've had people tell me, you know, Jethro, I had a rattlesnake in my house. I'm going to get, well, yeah, you've got something there. You have to be careful and cautious with all wild animals. This is not what we're talking about. Those of you who were texting me or writing me in at Facebook, this is where we're talking about. You're seeing a big wall in a market, and here's this beautiful spider totem. Then you're looking over here, and you see an actual physical one. They're not coming at you attractively like that. Let's say if it is, it means your fears are getting to you, and you should maybe overcome your fear. But I do understand those who have, you know, fear of spiders. What I'm talking to you about, and this is what I'm getting to, is this is the time of the year where a lot of individuals start to, because of what's coming up. We know that Hallow's Eve and Halloween is coming up the end of this month of October. You start beginning to see and feel and sense the energies of things that often go womb in the energy. There was a reason for this. We all know there's the sun and the energies are working out together. You're going to be able to experience so much more of a positive advantage of everything going together that you'll begin to experience this in October. I've got friends going, Jethro, I can't believe it. I want to do some mediumship work. We're going to do that too. You've got to get with me or get with me on a class. I do teach on the internet, but this is an opportunity to do one-on-one with me. And I do an 8-week class. For those of you tuning in, you will look it on my site, www.jethrosmith.net. What you want to do is you want to get in, get that going. So the comedy part of this is how I talk. I've got other ones write me, Jethro, I want that psychic reading, and you've been doing it for 30 years. When am I going to get it? I'm going to get it in a little bit. That's the fun of this. This is what I want to talk to you about. If you're feeling it, laugh with Gabriel. This is what this show's today talking about with the comedy. You've got to be able to tease and laugh. I call it Jethroism. Come up with your own ism. What's your name? Come up with it and say, this is my ism. This is how I speak. This is how, and feel fun within yourself. Do not hurt others' feelings. Comedy should not always be, you know, something that makes someone else look down or feel odd. We can laugh at ourselves and others, yes, but we know that. And I do want to tease you all that's going through the relationship that you're going through. Get to us at that 773-897-6461. I won't just read a text to you because I do believe this. I know that I need to have your aura. I need to feel your energy over the phone with Clairaudience or with a picture, and those I do. I do charge for this, and I want to thank all of you. We're giving some free on the radio today, but do, you know, contact me. Do realize I do that. Go to the www.jethrosmith.net site. We're also doing specials right now for everyone. So if you get on there, you'll see I have an email special right now that's a lower rate. I am working on that daily, trying to get some, I'll have some phone ones later on this evening on there. Check that www.jethrosmith.net and get that mini reading if you need it, or if you can do the half an hour, like I said, do the email. What I want to tease all of you about, and I'm going to get a hold of you, I've got a lot of you calling in, thank you for all the positive comments. Yes, we Psychic's Gone Wild is where this came from. This is the Psychic Jethro Show, which means it's Psychic Jethro. What I want to tease all of you with, that have contacted me through this through the years, is I am the founder of that. It's 111. It's angel time. All of you across the country, let's look here for a minute. Let's look across the country. We've got a, we should be all an hour difference. So 12:12 right now in the central. Let's go over to 11:11 in the Rocky Mountains, and let's hit a 10:10 out there in the wonderful Pacific. So we just hit that, those marks of angel work. Keep looking. Right now is significant what you're doing. If you're in your energy with your angels, then you're getting it. If you're, I'm seeing them all the time, and that's all you're doing, you got to grab a hold of it. You got to look over and see what's going on. That angel's telling you something. It didn't say just look at the clock. I'm looking at the clock. I see the clock. That isn't what they're doing. Now, come on. You guys know this planet is working with you aggressively. Just look at anybody's energy. Those of you who are going to be, know with auras and those learning it, you can see the energy flowing within all of us at a constant, faster rate than it ever has since 2008. So that says what the last 8 years have been doing. Take that angel work and go with it. And look at it. You're feeling the 111s like I'm getting right now, the three of them, and it means three magical, holistic someone's with me, the Holy Spirit. I'm feeling that love. I'm feeling some love on the other side. And take it a deeper note. I had three strong males in my life that passed. I know that they are helping me constantly. Do you see how I just took that? I just took that through the numerology. I didn't just sit there and go, I've got three. I get lights around me and I get angels all the time. Yeah, you're in the world, and those angels love you, and they're checking you out. But we want those angels to really play with you. So let's get in there and get it. We got a bunch of you contacting each other. I'm going to get that reading. I know you are, and I know all of you that Jethro is so smug. Sometimes he makes me upset. I'm so sorry if you feel that way. Believe me, I'm a very good, solid person. I do take that as a thing. I am pretty silly, but I know what I know, and that's what I want to help you with. But I am always willing to learn. So please don't ever feel that. Know that I'm that one person that if you do that, I would like to write back to you and ask you why you keep sending me free pictures and expecting me to read and then call me names if I don't read you. I don't do that. That's using someone. That would be like me coming to your house and eating your cereal because you'd worked hard for it because I just felt I should because you were on, let's say, a public site. That's kind of silly, don't you think? I love all of you guys. I've got you calling in. Jethro, I want your recipe for Magic Cake. Get a hold of me. I do love to cook. I like to work. I like to have fun. And we're going to grab those phones and get a little bit of fun. I have it here. I'm going to grab them because I'm here by myself. But what I've got happening is I've got some little more email. Jethro, I've got a blue and red aura. Now, this makes no sense to me because blue is my throat. Red is my grounding. Does this mean I need to talk about grounding stuff? Should I be working with the drums more? I've gotten all of these psychic people telling me this. I can tell you, actually, this is more intriguing than what you're asking here. Think about the paint store. You've got zillions of different colors. You've got hundreds of thousands of blue and hundreds and thousands of red. They come together for a combination of purple. So depending on which one and how much and other energies, this is where you want to get that aura read. I can tell you something that I can feel, you know, like I told you, I don't read text, but what you're telling me about the aura, oftentimes this is a factor when you're looking at auras. You will have different versatility in your energy depending on who you're hanging around with. You can be having verbal because you need to verbally communicate someone around you. You are, as you said, a lot of red, so it tells me you're very grounded. You may be hanging around people who need to be grounded, and you're saying things in the blue to help ground them. You need to go a little bit outside the aura. Those of you who have watched that, I taught you how to do that through the mirrors here on Psychics Gone Wild. Put your foot here, relax here, go here, and look at your aura. See on the left side there what's coming in, because you need to go a little farther out. You're talking right inside the aura, and you want to go a little bit outside of you and see what's there. You'll sense on that energy. And that's what we're talking about today is totems. You will be able to sense some of the energy there. Are you one of those individuals who has always dreamed and thought of life and went through world and not always had your dreams where you're out all over the place? You feel it, you go it. You're also very, very creative. You can't help it, but everything you look at seems different than other people in good and bad ways. You probably have a flyer, which is a bird totem, or an animal that flies. Flying squirrel does actually glide. We know that there's also bats. We also know those of you who are doing it. And there's another topic. Bats, people are very area of. This time of the year, did you see a bat? We all know they're around us. It's a time to listen. Bats are very intuitive. They're very quiet. How they get it is that clairaudience. Is someone in your life right now helping you, or are they in the back wings waiting for you to do something? Watch, wait, listen. Find your niche of where you can sit back and have that quiet place to contemplate if a bat's coming in your life a lot. Now, I have people tease me, Jethro, I live by a very beautiful lake, and I've seen bats my whole life. They come after the insects there and have lived there really, I think, longer than we have in this lake. Why would this mean it? It would mean this very much because you chose in this destiny and time to live by that lake. Your free will, unless you're anchored down there and someone's got a concrete ball tying you to that lake, you would not be living around that totem. Just as if you resonate and you choose and your free will choices to praise this angel or that angel, bringing them into your life. The same thing with the animal totems. No, not all your animal totems will like you neither. And that's one thing we talk about meditation. Usually it's looking in, as we talked last week when I spoke with all of you, about feeling that energy. Feeling the energy in there. You're reaching in, you're doing the energy positive, and then all of a sudden you feel that guide. Now, you'll have people in mediumship say, that's how my person talked, and that's where we've got. This is where the totem steps in. Let's say your totem, you're saying, I really want to talk to my dad, and my dad's on the other side who's passed, or mom, or great-parent, or someone of your family, and you're trying to get that energy. And every time you go to get it, you don't hear his voice. You don't hear the person she's voice that's over there. You hear other energy. You hear distant, odd energies, the other things. This oftentimes is your guide and totem helping you get ready for what's coming to be able to let go there. It is a very emotional, and you'll have this happen a lot. Then you'll hear just clairaudiently that person's voice very distinct. I told you, did you get this? I love you. All of those things that they're saying on the other side. And the secondary energies in between, which we all know, those of you reading about the veil, and let's get together. I'm giving you a lot today for those of you. This is not the casual class, so those of you tuning in that's getting a little information, remember to get with me on the basics. Don't just run off and say, Jethro said. But you're getting that secondary energy. You've got energy in between. People who've passed away, people who've not been able to find their way, people who got lost in the light, people who didn't have faith, people who had other strings, or didn't for some other known reason karmically have to stay in what I call over here in the secondary, or the energy in between. They're there. And so you want to go straight up to that straight light and do your meditation, make sure and get there and say, okay, I'm knocking on the mediumship. I want the angel Azrael here. I want you here to help me. I want you going with the energy. I want you to know I'm here and I need you. You'll begin to sense that energy with that angel, clearing some of that. Now there's where the totem. You've got a totem sitting there, an animal that's not happy with you. Then you may have to work with it. Simple energy. Yes, people do have pets as totems. I know of a lady who for years had a very beautiful animal, a dog that became her spiritual guide also because she was born into a family who was very dysfunctional. And the animal was her friend. The animal was her beautiful golden retriever, and she sat with him for hours. Obviously, as time went on, he became her friend. They began to get together. He passed away, as animals do, unfortunately, in her teens for her, because he'd been with her, you know, we figure 7 years for an animal, and he'd been with her 9 years. So 9 times 7, he was, you know, in his 60s dog years. He passed away. She had a totem, and that totem was a very meek totem. It stepped back, and the dog took over, and they had them working together. Now, we can get more intriguing about that. The golden retriever was related to the wolf. So, yes, she gets all the attributes of the wolf behind her. But she had a retriever that was her animal, which made her closer to that friend. So that brought that retriever down in closer. Do you see what I'm saying? I got you guys. I love you. Thank you, Dan. I like you, yes, and I do this. And thank you so much. Thank you for the positive reviews. That's why I do this. I do this to help people. And what I've got to tease all of you to do is make sure, you know, you get with some of us psychics that are real good. Get American certified or get a certified psychic. I do want you to know that everyone has abilities, and I love that. You don't have to have that, but it's very good too. Know that the person that's out there working is just as good. I did this as psychic on wheels for close to 15 years, and I was very, very professional. I drove from town to town, did this for a living, did it for work, did this and did it very well, and helped a lot of individuals. Most importantly, I can still talk to those clients. And the reasoning was what I was just telling you. I got in to help them. I could not and still cannot do it just for free. I would love to. Someday, with the grace of the faith, they tell me, the angels, I will be able to have a place that will be a very sacred ground, and I will be able to help you, and you'll be able to come in and do what you need to do on a donation basis. But at this point in time, I got to still charge because that guy Bill comes in the window, and, well, actually through the mailbox. So I love all of you. Grab a hold of the phones. Let's have some fun time. This is Psychic Jethro. I hope you're ready for a sense of humor. If not, please hang up because I am silly. I want to tease you, 786. You got in. How are you today, 786?
I'm great. How are you, Jethro?
I'm happy. I'm just in a really good space. We got sunshine here. I went and bought some plants, and I named them, and I've just been having a fun time in Virginia. I know the snow's coming, but I'm going to brave it. I keep thinking Florida's, you know, I can always fly back if I need to get a little bit of sunshine.
I know I'm in Miami, so I know you miss it.
Miami. I've always wanted to go to Miami. I've always heard some really beautiful things. I've got to drive down and see. I got closest to the Keys is where I got, and it was such a strong vibration down there. There's a whole pulse there.
Yeah, the Keys are very beautiful. They're surrounded by water, and I know that there are like some metaphysical stores and like psychic communities there, I believe. So, I mean, I know you enjoyed yourself when you were down there.
I've got to get down there. And I'm going to have to get down to Miami someday. I've had some friends. We were going to do a seminar down there and do a reading day. You know, I love that. I love coming in and just reading people, not knowing anything but their first name and, you know, doing what I do. I got to get your first name, and I want to help you here. You got a very positive. I'm glad to meet you.
Oh, thank you. My name is Samantha, and I wanted to know what you see with me and this gentleman that I've been speaking to. As far as a relationship, he's really, really expressing interest in me, and I just wanted to know, like, really, do you see anything positive happening with us, or does he have positive intent?
I do feel this, and Samantha, I'm also getting both sides of this. They said, watch him, and they make it in a joking way. When the guides say things funny, it tells me that it's like, watch him in a good way. Give him good attention, and I feel like you two will do there really well. You have to be careful because you're very heartfelt, so you have to take what I call baby steps when it comes to love. If you get really quickly, you know, infatuated or try to give the person that extra, it hurts you sometimes, you know?
Yes.
I feel, you know, I feel like it's going into something going into another situation for you that's even more stronger and more working out for your loving relationship. Is that I feel like this is going to be okay, and I feel like his intentions are he wants to take this relationship with you. Like he's kind of showing you off. I feel like something happened here with him that he needs to show people that he can get a really good person too. He got some people that were real awkward or something.
Okay.
And I feel like you have to, I feel this is good for you. I feel this relationship's going to build. They said in 2017 it gets more serious for you. This is the time to take it slow, you know?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely doing that.
No, your angel's telling me that that there's also something here, a little spiritual for you, too, that you have to, you have, you don't, you don't like negative tensions. There's something about you that you, if you get mad, it's not good for you. That you have to keep things on a flow, and that this has hurt you before with other people. Sometimes people want to get real, you're passionate, you love passion, but it has to be, if it starts to get odd with you, it just shuts you down. It makes you physically sick.
Yeah. That's why I really wanted to know, like, what you see spiritually, and do you see, like, this being a really good, positive relationship, and his intents are in the right places?
I do feel it, and I do feel that this is part of from that beautiful, you know, you've got a very strong totem here, and this is part of what it is, even though you've got a totem that mates for life. You've got an eagle totem, which means that you're not going to, and this is a golden eagle. I don't want to play with you unless you're going to stay for the long haul, and I will give you my heart, but I just would like yours back in return. I can't play with a half-measure person. You have to have honesty, and so I do feel this is a good person. I'm going to stay with it, what they're saying, but they tell me that it is a little hard for you to go to another situation, you know, of making sure everything else is there. They said don't let one relationship right now just, like, you've got some other stuff you have to do. You look like the bongos player is my expression. You're like, dung da bong bong bong. You got this to do, that to do. And this person is good, but they have to take a kind of a little bit of a seat on the side you. Sometimes when you fall in love or people start getting with it, they start becoming the main focus, and you don't like that.
Yeah, you're right. And I'm definitely making sure that now I do everything. I'm not just so focused on this man that I'm letting other things go to the wayside. I don't want that to happen again.
Your dreams, and I apologize, I went wow while you were talking, and I didn't, I'm sorry to be rude, I'm all happy. The angels are telling me, wow, with you, that you've got some dreams that are coming true for you. You've got some things coming out so strong. Three white candles, very positive, using the faith. A lot of times we'll use St. Michael with this one first because of the Three of Trinity. Lighting the three candles, saying it, knowing it to the universe. You've got to break up some of the things that were put around you that weren't so good that were said, and just keep doing positive. I would light them and say, I have that career. I'm going to do this. I've got this happening. I've earned it. You had a lot of people behind you and around you that were like, throwing little odd things at you throughout the year, and now you're trying to clear it up and get back on track. You've had to turn a deaf ear to some people that you loved earlier in the year.
Yeah.
That's it. I feel it very strong, and I love you so much with it. Thank you for calling in, Samantha. You know, stay tuned. I hope to catch you on Facebook, and, you know, someday I'll get to read you, if not on the phone, maybe someday in Miami. You never know.
Oh, I would love that. Thank you so much, Jethro. And do you still have the Psychics Gone Wild webpage? Because that's where I've got some of the information on the events that you guys would have.
Oh, and I'm glad you got a hold of me. They've taken that down. All the group has you know, dismantled and went on their own way. You want to go on www.jethrosmith.net, and it's just keep checking mine, the jethrosmith.net. I have people tease me. The best way to find me is type in that psychic Jethro keywords. I'm the only psychic Jethro so far, thank goodness. But what I love about it for you is that you'll get that all that information. And I always put other stuff on there. If they write me, like Patty or Jan or anybody, Lori or, you know, any of the other psychics, even back with Tryon and stuff, I still will put their stuff on there so you can find out where we're still at through the years, you know.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Nice to meet you. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you so much, Jethro.
Right. We're wild. I hope you guys are having fun. That was nice to meet your friend. We got a bunch of more calls. We'll take a few more in a minute. Please remember, I do need to talk with you on the phone or something. I've got 773-897-6461 is our phone. I want to tease a couple of you that are writing into me. Jethro, I have a blue totem. I keep sensing it, but it just flutters around my head. Obviously, the first thing that came to mind was a blue jay. Could be a canary. Could be a blue herring is a phenomenal totem. It means that your life is prosperous and you're an original. Watch the energy. You're not going to like what I'm going to tell you now. Look down at your body. Look in a mirror. Take a few minutes and see what your body's like. Do you look that size? Do you look like this? Are my legs like a crane legs? Oh my goodness, I see some of my totem on me. Take that time, do it right, as the song says. Those of you know, we have had one of our phenomenal psychics, Pamela Cummings, also a person that very clearly used a lot of music, a lot of notes, very phenomenal person. Those of you tuning in, you know, catch that musical psychic. I would suggest the totems with Jan. I am very gifted at it, but I were also very gifted, all of us, in our work. So when you're writing here, you're asking me to reach over and ask Jan. Jan lives in Nevada, and I live in Virginia right now, and presently fly back and forth to Florida. We do this through the internet, so you'll have to kind of contact her and see, but definitely contact her and get that reading if you want. I love the blue. I would tell you something that's really beautiful about it. I know that when I'm seeing energies around it, lots of fun's happening. I have a friend, and I'm going to tease her. I don't know if she's listening in today, but I have a friend, Sheila, that when she is in Florida and I have her coming to one of the classes, her daughter's a phenomenal reader, I'll get funny things. I used to have bats and things come around, and I always tease, like, oh, here comes Sheila. Sheila would come in, and now through the years we've become friends and family. We love each other that way, just, you know, good people. Sheila's a phenomenal reader. She's very gifted, and that's what is happening. So your blue one that's giving you the energy isn't showing itself for a reason. Good or bad, it's telling you, look a little deeper. So you need to look a little deeper and find out what you got. I love all of you guys. Continue to keep coming in. I want to tease you, Leo Mabrata. I don't know why, but you keep sending me these funny pictures, and I love them. Never stop. But I can't read. I can, but I don't know why you keep asking me to read statues. I am very good. I know. I would suggest look it up in artist's work. I very much critique that. I have been to Italy, so I do know of a couple of the places you've sent me. Some of that was actually Venice, one of the places you sent me the clock. I've actually been to that part of Venice. I want to laugh at you. Stay the way you are. Going into the other work, yes, I do have a contact for you. That's what I want you to do. I want you to contact me. I love you. 347, this is Psychics Gone Wild, and it's actually Jethro doing it on his own. How are you, 347?
Hi. I'm okay. How are you?
Great. Hello. I got a lot of you calling in. I thank you. And it's like, I hope you're having a good time.
Yeah, thank you. Just enjoying the day. I think I'm going to take a nap soon. I actually feel kind of tired. So, you're the phone call before I take a nap.
I feel blessed. Right before you sleep in God's blessed gift. Thank you. Can I get your name? And I feel like there's stuff happening for you you'd like to look at.
Yeah, my name is Jessica, and I was curious if you were able to give any guidance or a read about this sort of like this lump I found in the front of my neck. I'm looking to release it. Found it last week.
Oh, Jessica, you know, and I do promote with doctors. I know what you will be going with. And I'm, my prayer for you is that, and I feel the angels are telling me that, you know, obviously, holistically, this is my opinion of going to someone that would be able to release. I feel like we need to release some things here. Pink needs to be put around it, unconditional color. And I feel like that this is going to be something that you're going to have spiritually some help with. I feel like that this has been, we were just talking about blue and verbally saying stuff or working with it. But I feel in this case that you've got this here right now in your fifth chakra. Physical stuff and body. I feel like your body is trying to fight something here, and it's formed a lump, is what I'm feeling. That's what I get, and I feel like you're going to be able to heal it. I feel like you've got some resources somewhere there, something that's going to see people coming together. Jessica, I pray, because I feel like you're a good apple. It's not karma, and I know automatically you hear that a lot of us. Oh my gosh. You know, who's spanking Jessica? She didn't do anything wrong. What I'm feeling is that the energy is telling me that this is something, and it seems to be uncomfortable. Is there? I'm feeling like a dull feeling around, like a little bit of a dull ache or an odd feeling.
You know what? It's just because I know that it's there, so I keep touching it. But I have an appointment with my naturopath tomorrow, and I actually have been sending it love. Like, I keep putting my hands on wrapping. I actually have been wrapping the pink color and the green around it. I've been thinking that it's me releasing, like that it's finally time for me to do a detox of like all my past sort of stuff.
Yes.
Like it's a
relief. And I love your angel, because your angel said that you're going to heal it. Heal thyself to heal others. You're gifted. And that's what it's getting through the shield. And I love it, because you got the person, like you said, you've got your professional. I feel that you two together are going to heal it. What I'm impressed about you, Jessica, is you are pushing through your system. I feel like you've had enough. You somewhere you signed into this life, okay, hand me the whole portion, slap it on my plate now, and let's get her done. When I get done with this life, I want a lot of this cleared up. You know, that's what I'm feeling.
Yeah,
it's a good thing.
I
feel like
done
you're doing
that.
Her. It's like, wow. Ooh.
Yeah, I've done that all emotional stuff, and now this, like, physical thing. But what concerns me is I noticed it a week ago, but I worry about it a little bit too much. And I know you're not a doctor or medical intuitive, or maybe you are, I don't even know. Are you a medical intuitive?
I'm not, and I'd like
okay.
to have that degree behind me.
Yeah. So are you seeing anything serious with it? Is you getting that kind of feeling, or is it just sort of like a passing through type of thing?
I feel it's a passing through. I feel that it is something that a substance that is causing a detox. I agree very much, and we both were on the same, because that's what I first got, and I feel that word. But I love what they're saying with you. It said it's a sub, and I feel that you're going to be able to get in with your spiritual pink around it, and the person that you're working with, they're going to be able to give you something that's going to get rid of it. It could be just as simple as I know odorless garlic works well around the heart and energy, but they're going to have something holistically for you. I've always done that in my life. I'm very much an advocate of it, you know, for my spirituality as a reverend. So with my faith and spirituality, what I'm seeing is you and this gentleman working together for it. And Jessica, what I feel too is you went through such an intuitive time of your own love. You didn't want to be, I feel at one point, taken advantage of, but you had things going on where you couldn't speak all of it, or you couldn't get it out. And frustratingly, as you became angry, energy had to go somewhere. So what it started doing is I feel this is what's going to come out. I feel this is older, and this is what we've proven through our body. It's like a time machine. It'll put things over here and there for now, because it's got to fight this right now. And now you're at a point where it's giving you this time, and it's went back, and it's pulling something out of this. I feel like it's from the collar up into the neck, round in the energy, that's all coming out. And I feel like it's heartfelt. I actually feel like there's some sad tears and a little bit of anger, frustration in there of, you know, you had people that didn't want to do, they didn't want to listen when you were trying to help them. And I feel like they were, I don't want to say using, but I feel like they were not listening to you, and they were taking advantage of you is what I feel.
You know what? I'm feeling kind of like saying this, because that has been coming to me the last couple of days, because I was saying, you know what? That was all my life up to this point that I had trouble speaking up and whatever. But I said, now you're in your path now. You can release all this stuff. So I agree. I like the confirmation that you're giving me that I still feel like it's like this final clearing of that old self of like, hey, that's, I keep saying to myself, that's not you anymore. You don't have to hold anything in anymore. So for some reason, I don't know why that kind of this way, because I thought I had done all the clearing, but and I keep massaging it too, to like just kind of move it. I started jumping on the rebounder to flush my lymph nodes. I was doing some research about that. So I'm all about it.
So proud of you. You are, and you're on your game. And that you took me out. You almost got stumped the psychic, because your shield is so strong. You've got a good apple. And I say that again. I keep calling you a good apple. It's like a real pretty green apple to me. When I look at your energy, I love it, because they're like, you're working on healing. And that's why that unconditional, because no matter what it is, especially people realize with system, energy, things, cyst, grows, anything that's doing it, even the word we don't want to talk about, cancerous, you want to put pink unconditional love around it, because you don't want it anything to grow that's doing it. You want to surround it and have it released from you, and you're on it. I do feel what's even also happening, what the angels are telling me, is that you're going to be healed with the blessings, and I feel that you know like you know. I feel that that's part of it, and this is, it's ironic you've been going through that in your life, because that's where it's going to come in, Jessica, is it's going to be working with it. It's a shame that if you get a chance with one of us, Reiki. I'm a Reiki master. I'm a reverend. I would suggest with you to have. I use a lot of stones. I do old school because I'm, you know, my age, and I was new age before it was new. You know, so you take it, and I feel someone taking some selenite, a wand, or some selenite around that, surround it with the healing stone, and releasing it. They're also telling me sodalite. Sodalite works with the blue energy, and it's a protective stone. But wearing it against your neck or wearing it against something, you know, I would spiritually also because what it's resonating to that numerology is it's time to let it go. I also, you're going to laugh at me, I don't know if you do use profanity, people's teeth, but you need to go somewhere where no one can hear you. And I used to do it in the Rocky Mountains, where I've done it out to the ocean when I lived in Florida, and no one was around. I let them have it. I was like, you know, I worked with you for 12 years. You couldn't even cook anything. You said you had a, well, you know, and I just went, restaurant, whatever was in there. And it's amazing what will come out. I mean, for years I worked in the people service as a psychic. I could hear things, and I couldn't say it. I had to be nice. I was a manager. And in between, and I had some negative things that swelled up on me and came out through me, and exactly what you're talking. I also feel like they're going to find something. You know, I'm going to predict this, and please let me know if I'm correct on it. You know, this is my spiritual of it, but I'm very accurate on my psychic. But I feel you do have something going on with the lymph nodes, and I feel they're going to activate it. I feel that your guides are telling you this and that work, and I feel whoever this doctor you're going to get with is going to give you something to make your system kick into. Jessica's had enough of people not being good to her.
Yeah. Oh, you're making me so emotional. I've been so emotional the last couple of days too. You know, it's like I feel such sadness and anger around doing so much healing for the majority of my life. I would say like 2/3 of my life I've been doing healing work, and my life, right? You know, I just want to live.
And it's okay, let it go. Yes, cry it out. And that's part of the release. Salt is healthy, and that's our tears, and you need to release it. You need to be healed, and you're a good apple. And you're like, it's like, I feel in this life you keep doing it. They do make a joke. They said that you were really, really good in the other life, and you were some kind of a medicine person. You were like the in-between. You weren't the shaman, but you were, no, you were actually the rabbit man, working with the medicine man. And this life, you're repeating some of that karma. We need to let that go and say, it's time for Jessica to live a little, laugh a little. They're making that sign. They go, and it's raining, man. They want you out. Dating. The guys want you out just laughing and having some fun without, you know, we don't have to, no worries. And that's what's getting you. And I love that. I haven't heard Raining Men in a long time. That's cute. The guys are making a joke. They said, we need to laugh. And I feel that's what's hurting you, is you're like, I'm ready to live a little bit. And then they give you something again to work on. And I feel that physically, I love your holistic. I definitely, if you get a chance, you know, you, I don't know how close you are, if you could, you know, get to Arizona when we do that, but Sedona would be perfect. I lived there for a while. We're going to do a thing. And Jessica, you're one of those people that we get you in there under that pulse. There's two places, Maui and Sedona, Arizona. The female energies in Maui and the male energies in Sedona. You go to that 22 in this world, it resonates and it sends that vibration to where we that's what's got to happen. We got to get you flipped into here. It's Jessica's turn, people. You're still doing some kind of an older karma here. Regression work, I would, a past life. And I've been through this. I'm an older soul like you too. And for some reason, your old one keeps coming back, and you keep getting, and you're like, heal thyself to heal others, heal, and you're like, and I feel like that what they want is they want you, the guides say that there's a, like you have a, like a timid young guide, she's very beautiful, and I feel that she's part of you, that she wants to grow and come out and say, I want to just laugh, dance, and not be in trouble, like you were always, it was always like too much responsibility for you. I feel sad, I feel like you, every time you turned around, somebody was giving you the rule book.
Yes, that's true. Just one thing. What did you say? I would be healed with blessings or something. What did that mean? It was back a little bit. I don't know if that. What does that mean exactly? I mean, I could guess what that means. What does that mean for when you said it?
For my, thank you. And for my way, I know everybody's like, Jethro, I'm Dutch and Native American. We kind of joke with my sense of humor. What is wild about it is that Native American, what they're saying is it's going to be many blessings. You have a lot of things you've earned and deserved. We get this out of the way, then you can focus on, I think you get the top three of blessings. I think you get not only the financial, what you want, you get the person, and you get to live in the means that it makes you happy. That's what the blessings are. And that's what your angel keeps telling me. You know, Matthew, ask and you shall receive. I feel the angels are working with you, but you've got this stuff there where it's like, we got to get the right ones in front of you. It's like, come on, Gabriel, start making her laugh, instead of, here we got Raphael always healing you. It's like the two greens are fighting over who gets your attention. You know what I'm saying?
That is very true. Yep. Let's bring in Riot Gabriel. I'll start calling on him.
I love
yes.
you.
Thank
All
you.
Right.
That was
Jessica,
beautiful. Thank you. Lots of information.
To you. I hope
thank
you.
I'm going to follow up.
Love that. We love you. Going on. We got all the while going. This is Jethro here. I hope you guys are having fun. We got a bunch on the phone. That was fun. I love that. I think we just made a friend with Jennifer. All of us love her. Yeah, we got a bunch of fans there going from Facebook on through to Skype. I'm going, whoa, thank you. Call in again. I love making friends. We're grabbing the phones. We're having a good time. I hope you are too. 630, what do you know, 630?
Hi, my name is Patty, and I just had a birthday last Friday. And I was just wondering, what energy do you pick up between the relationship between Darren and I, or any other information would be greatly appreciated.
Perfect, Patty. Welcome. I love the energy. You've got that inner beauty there that's going on. And I feel you brought up the name Darren with the gentleman. I
yeah.
feel that relationship is... this is one of those relationships that has it's got a lot of good with it, is what I'm getting. I'm getting it's got a lot of good things that are over here. I feel like it needs a little more nurturing. There's something going on for you, Patty, that is working in your guides and angels' favor on the nurturing part of it. They're telling me that the angels want you to be able to have what you deserve, and that is all of the love together in such a way that you can get it's time for you. It's time for you to have with Darren, I guess, that I want to say quality time, but I also feel like that something's still blocking a little bit of his time, something he's got to make his decision up. I feel like somebody's trying to get your time with him or something there.
Okay. Sounds
they,
good. Okay. Is there a time frame as to when this might occur, or just wait and see?
Oh, I feel very much that it's going to be coming into a very good time here. Where October is a very good month for you. I feel November's even better. I feel like you two are growing stronger. I also feel like that the love is giving that chance to go there. Something has happened here a little bit. I feel like that it just needs a little time for fruitation there. You're also a gentle, you're a gentle soul, and I feel like you're really going at things that you want this life, Patty. So they tell me by the time. I feel Christmas is really good for you. I feel that you have a lot of people who love you and like you, and you're getting back into where you're with the right group. I feel like there for a while you were having a little trouble with people with being really with their concerns, and I feel like you've took a step that it's very good through December and other work with you. I feel that good. Happy belated birthday. That's very cool.
Thank you. I mean, do you feel, too, that I'm on the right path? I've been working on different modalities. Is healing in the right direction for me that I should keep going?
Oh, I definitely, and it's ironic, we're having a green day. Everyone has called in. But you're a stronger woman. You should be doing both. I feel you really should be doing. You're very intuitive, too. That's that pretty, that's the beauty of the moon and the Libra and what I'm sensing with you. That's, you know, you have a very balanced energy there that I feel that you would be able to do some blessings of. You're sensing with people with it, and I feel that you should be also giving them part of that reading. This is what I feel. I feel that putting it together would make you very, very well. You're an intuitive. You have to be careful and promise the guys of yours that you'll take your rest. You have a pretty, like, strawberry ice cream aura. A lot of times people feel with you, and they just love you or like you, or they're nervous of you because they're afraid of what you know, you know.
Ah, okay. Well, that makes sense. You're right on. One last real quick question. There is a project with Ed Lancer that's in the area. Will I be working on that project or just let that go?
I feel like you are, and I feel like you need to get in there. I feel like there's something that has to happen for you with it, but it's not going to get easy, but you like that. You kind of are cute that you have that very equal rights idea. You need to get in there and help, and I feel you're supposed to be there. You're qualified and you're really good, but it's like for some reason right now, it's just they're dragging their feet, and that's where they need you. You don't play around. You are solid. If you do something, you do it.
Oh, I got the chills when you said that. Thank you for the confirmation. Something to so I can keep moving forward then. Awesome. Well, this has been very helpful. Thank you for your guidance. Is there any last words or messages?
I'm hearing a little bit of energy that you're supposed to take a little time to go hear what a little birdie said. They said go out and do a little bit of a walk where you are. The nature's wanting to tell you some stuff that I feel like things are even better than you thought. You've got to quit worrying. You sometimes get a little nervous still. And it's okay. Breathe, relax, let it go. It's causing tension in your shoulders. You're
absolutely right. And I was just going to take my dog for a walk after this. How right they are. Awesome. Well, thank you again, and I so appreciate listening to your show.
Definitely. Can listen again. I love you. Thank you for calling. It's nice to meet you, Patty.
Thank you. Nice talking to you. Bye-bye.
Wonderful all day. We're getting all these friends. We're making people having fun. It's going good. We've got a lot more on the phone. We're trying to get as many as in as we can. I hope you guys are enjoying the day. I am, too. We've got a bunch of you. Hang on. We'll get to the phone. 315-872-419-297-307. There's numbers 970. They're just bouncing all over. So if you get a call back in, if the phones are doing it, you'll get in as you do. I had someone text me, Jethro, I can't wait to get in. I'm having an excited time. My dog just was howling the whole time while you were on the phone. I think that you are friends with my dog. It makes sense. Your dog's cool. And yes, I do talk to the dog, and I have one here called Party Marty. If you guys hear the dog, this is my Shih Tzu. He's a wonderful rescue from Florida and has come a long way. I want you to look on there. We're going to be doing a before and afters. This is what I started last year, and this is something I'm going to be helping. Those of you who know the organizations, I am going to be working with some of those organizations. I just talked to someone, and I'm secretly getting involved, and then I'll be letting you guys know. So get ready to help. Bring out a little bit of the checkbook. I'm going to ask for some help to help those rescue animals. If you've got a couple dollars, it helps the rescue. This is what people do to help those animals. It's such a nice thing. A small donation can help spay an animal so it doesn't have to. Do you know that you should adopt, not shop? And I know this is going to make some of you upset. Please, every time, and a lot of times with the puppy mills, the minute you buy, they put that mother back to work. You don't want to have an animal that was born in an energy that really has got that, because it's a beautiful animal, and we want to keep all of our animals with it. But you would, isn't it so much better to adopt, not shop? We want to stop some of that. We know, I know, can name of individuals that, you know, that we're working on that very much. You know, the life of a female dog that has been in working with the energy of that is sometimes less than 7 years. Now, we're talking animals that are 17 to 19 years old. They could be able to live that long, you know, especially with these toy dogs and some of the dogs, those of you know with your dog's life. And here we are. You know, other dogs, less time, energy, and then here we are. You know, there's beautiful people who do raise animals and breeders. I love you. We want the breeders. We want them to keep that animal strong and out there. I advocate you. What I'm talking about is if you're just going down the street and you have a choice, make sure you get a reputable company. You know, I'd rather you adopt, not always shop, and that's what it is. Those people that are doing those other stores need to be really upset, and you'll see them. They'll show you good records and other work, and those are the ones we want to stay with. Those of you know different parts of Florida has already done that. They will not be selling puppies or different animals in the city limits. I'm working towards that now with other places, and I know you guys that are raising them go, wait a minute. Well, then you need to be raising them and working within the means of what this is. You've got a beautiful breed, and it's excellent. Maybe breeding into the, making the animal stronger, more comfortable. This is a human talking to you about an earthling. Those dogs, those animals, each one of them are earthlings. We all live on this planet Earth. Let's be good to each other. So, yes, you saw my soapbox. Now you know. I love all of you. I hope you're having a great time. Please, if you haven't had yourself a fun time, what is it about adopting birds? I've had friends adopt birds many times. You need to hear that work. You need to get that work. I had a pair of lovebirds, most beautiful animals. I've had parrots. I've had conure parrots. I have raised cockatiels back with my kids and did that for a while. A lot of fun, a lot of noise. Really wild. So those of you who are tuning in, remember, yes, it is a calling to do it, but take the time, treat them right, and enjoy yourself. Grabbing those phones, we're going to take in another caller. Hope you're having a great time. This is Psychic Jethro Show. What do you know out there? 773-897-6461. I'm trying to get in some. We're doing real good. I hope you are having fun. If you've got a chance, Psychic Jethro Tins on Facebook, I'd love to be your friend. I have a room there, and we do, occasionally I give away a reading in there to friends that need the help. But please, if you'd like to get in there and talk and get to know me, that's where it's at. 315, you're on live. 315.
Hey, Jethro, this is Annette.
Hey, how are you?
Oh, I've been better. My birds were going crazy, though, when your voice came on. I had the same thing happen with the other gentleman with the dog.
I love it.
They've been pretty quiet, actually, you know. And all of a sudden, your voice comes on, and they started in. You know?
What kind of birds you got?
Two parakeets. I put them on Facebook. You can go through my page and find them.
Oh, I will. I love you. I'm,
Yeah.
Apologize.
Yep.
There. Yeah, I love that. I will check that out. I'm so glad. It's good to talk to you. This is one of our regulars that call in, and I just I feel it. You're not doing so good. I can feel some stuff here. Can I get permission to read you? Will you give me your name and what area you want to look at?
Annette, in what area? Relationship, that blow-up happened.
Oh, my gosh, yeah, I talked to you, and it was like weeks ago, and things are happening, and we teased, this is our Nanette. We've been warning her about that little temper of hers. Oh, my goodness, I feel the energy with you, and I feel that this is really sad. I feel this person is tied up. I feel that this is not going to be an easy one, but I do feel that you, and this is a male you're with, I feel this is a male you're having the relationship with, is having so much chaos, both of you. It's hurting both of you. I feel that this is just one of those, this is like a no-winner, and I'm sorry to say that, but I feel it's hurting both of you, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, he's going through that nasty divorce, like I told you, so is it that energy? You told me to stay out of that, and I just got, like, dragged right into it, and then it did cause a massive fight between him and I.
Oh my gosh, that's what I'm sensing here, and I apologize. I don't remember on the phone, but I'm seeing what they're showing me for you. They're telling me that this energy is going to pass, but it's a no winner for him. He's got to go through what he has to do. The angel said that you will come out of this, where you and him will be able to clear it up later. And it's just unfortunately, the person that is there is not handling all of the karma. And I feel that they're deliberately not wanting to let go. They don't want him, but they don't want no one else to have him.
Yeah, that's funny that you said that, because my girlfriend just said that to me yesterday. Yeah.
Oh, it's true. We can all see it. And the problem is she's already lost because you decide you're going to keep him, you know. And so ding, ding went the bell, and at the round is you win this fight.
I don't know. This long distance, and he got so bad that he threatened me with court this morning. It's like, okay, go for it. I have a good lawyer. You know what I mean? He got mad that I spoke my mind, kind of deal, like you said.
Thank you, and it's good to have the confirmation. I wish it wasn't on a bad one, but I can feel it, and I do feel you're going to get through it. The really excellent thing is your guides are gearing up. He better be careful. They'll be playing bachelor game, and he'll be sitting over watching you do something else if he doesn't quit.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Well, yep. I feel better that I talked to you. I appreciate it. And I'm
going
to look at your course when I drop a bomb of cash around me.
I can't get that dude come in and see us. You know that I have right now. People are getting tickets for Sezona, and they were laughing. They go, Jethro, and once we're over here, we're going to be doing a Halloween party at Alexandria, Virginia. I know that's closer to you. So,
yeah.
You know, we'll get to meet when the time's right. We'll get to be wild and psychically have fun.
Yeah, that'll be fun. Thank you so much, honey.
Thank you. We're wonderful. One of our beautiful friends calling in, having fun. We've still got a few minutes left, you guys. Everybody's teasing, going, what are you doing, Jethro? If you get a chance, make sure of all these places, check out jethrosmith.net. We're putting it up daily. Yes, we are doing a Halloween party here the 29th. I'd love to have you come. We're doing a door charge. I'm making some food. Other people are making food. We're going to be putting out. I'm doing spider cupcakes, and it's just going to be a blast. And me and my fiance here are going to be here. So anybody know KK, you're going to love it. She's getting her costumes ready. We love to dress up. I'm not sure this year what I'm going at. It's been a lot of fun, so please definitely make that contact. Do it right. Hello, 419. How are you, 419?
Hi, Jethro. Thanks for taking my call. You are awesome, and I appreciate everything that you do for everybody. My name is Dorothy, and I am calling to ask what you see with my two daughters. It seems like our energies have been off, and I just can't pinpoint what's going on.
Okay, and I thank you, and I do feel it. We're going to go as quick as we can with it. If it gets cut off, you'll still go for everybody. We like you guys. I've got to talk with Dorothy a little bit and help her with her daughter, so you guys hang in there if the phones go. Dorothy, I do feel there's something that's happened. I feel you've got some outside energy that's going on here, and I feel this is not good. I feel like you need the truth. I feel like you've got some kind of odd energy that's happening between them, and it's a little bit of saddening to me that I feel like it needs to be cleared up. It's not something you ever wanted to have happen. That's what I'm feeling.
Right.
I feel that. Sorry.
I have no idea what it is.
I feel like the energy that went into it was, I don't think it's you. I think it's some karma from a past energy that's going on. I would suggest some different working together. And I do a lot of this with other individuals with some, and I talk about stones again here. You know, you could get some rose quartz, extra stuff for crystal work, and clear out some of the energy that's there. Someone's jealous of it. And I got to look at this. I do feel that you're not even aware that you've got family behind you that's a little jealous of you. They're like a little awkward, and I feel like what they've done is that they've tried to and getting in with your family, and I feel the one daughter of yours is going through something that's really awkward, and she's nervous. She's a little afraid of mama's intuition might pick it up, and you just need to know. I don't feel you'd be like, I told you so, but it needs to be handled, and I feel that she's trying to be brave and be proud, or trying to do this instead of just sitting down and going to mom. That's what I keep hearing. The guys keep saying, you need to go to mom, so I'm going to say that. That's what the angels are telling her. And sometimes, you know, I had a very good and a strong mom, and people would energy with it. When I feel that's what this is happening here, Dorothy, I feel like this woman needs to sit down with you and say, I'm in this little bit of a jam. This is odd. I feel like you kind of knew things were going for her, but I feel like that between the two daughters and you and her, everything could be handled and she wouldn't feel bad. And it's causing you guys oddness. It's causing this outer interference. And I feel like the younger daughter is sometimes a little different about things. Sometimes she gets herself where she's nervous. Like I feel like she's nervous.
Okay.
Is this how I make it sense? I got to get their name.
You want their name?
Please.
Don and Marisa.
Perfect. I feel like Don is also dealing with a lot of work that she has to handle. I feel like she's got herself in a situation that's maybe not so much comfortable, but she's trying to do it. And I feel the other one is also handling some things that are just way out of her. It's gotten too far with Marisa. I feel like she needs to kind of go, let's sit down and let's get back on it together. You know, let's work out what we need to have handled and let's make sure. Those of you know the phones went off, those of you can still hear, thank you guys for tuning in. I've got it also, Dorothy, with you that's happening for another loving relationship is I feel like that spiritually, there needs to be some kind of a decision of here's what we agree to just keep our own work together, and I feel that's going to be to your favor. I feel like the holidays are going to be very awkward for you guys. I feel like a lot of incoming. There's emotion around the one girl. Is there something that happened about a possible pregnancy or a loss or something about a baby?
My oldest daughter lost a baby.
That's what I'm feeling. That's what I'm getting.
And it was, she was like 3 months long. She didn't carry it to full term.
My heart goes out to her. And that's, you know, that's just as bad as a child. And unfortunately, it's put her in some kind of I feel like there's a form of depression. And, you know, as a female, you know this. That's why I'm also feeling like it's like she's trying to be brave or strong. And she needs to I feel like she really needs to go and be able to just cry it out. Like she needs mom. And I feel like she's trying to be strong yet. And she still hasn't gotten out of it. There's some kind of I was the father of 5 children. I feel like that she's also going through that part of after the baby kind of thing where she's having some kind of depression here still of both the grieving and the depression, and it's hard. That's why sometimes we take and hurt the ones we love. That's where this is stemming from. I feel like she's coming out, and it's nothing you've done, but she has to take it out on somebody. You know what I'm saying? There's anger there. There's hurt.
Well,
you
know, I feel like she really wants. Yeah, I don't know what to do. I do have email reading with you, so I'll send some.
Perfect.
I just get that. You know, maybe you can
go on. I'll be able to get some more, Dorothy.
Right.
I love
my
that.
Oldest, my youngest daughter almost died having her first child, her only child right now. And I'm wondering if with the youngest one, if it has something to do with this. You know, I don't know.
There's something there, and I want to really look between me and you, and I'd love to. I'll be glad when I get the pictures because I'm feeling it.
Yeah.
And for them to just say that out of, you know, they're telling me this right straight through. Very gifted with us for years. There's definitely something connected there. We want to make sure that we're getting, you know, you know, that we're getting everything together for you too, you know, that you're not
okay.
getting acting out.
All right.
Definitely.
Well, I will send
all right,
it. Should I send it to your email? I already paid for it through PayPal.
Yes.
Now.
Oh, yes.
I wait
definitely.
Until
yeah.
Okay. I don't wait.
Oh, no, go ahead and do your three questions and do it. Yeah, I'm sorry,
okay.
it's
right.
cutting out the phones. What happens, we got off. But yeah, Dorothy, yes. just send the pictures of everyone, and you can send as many pictures as you want. So the most recent are the best, and then send them to me,
mm-hmm.
and then your three top questions. And that way I can really, it'll be good. I can get all the answers there. We're coming close, but I want to make sure and be really accurate for all of it.
Okay.
There is something to do with it, and
all
I'll
right.
read their pictures and
right.
and yours. Thank you.
Thank you. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Bless you. Love all you guys. For those of you who hung in to the last, thank you for coming in. That was nice. Dorothy, you rock, and I'll be helping you. Loving all of you. I've got a couple of other people. We'll get with you next time. The show's over. Love you. Tune in next week, and